The other day, I was surfing the internet, and I came across the following job posting. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. Maybe a few of you were, yes. Not going anywhere, but I saw this job posting, and it went as follows. Seeking individual to engage with community in important revitalization work. This position is very flexible. Has no set hours. You can even do it in your spare time. Responsibilities. Talking with people about the work you are doing. Provide fellowship with those you encounter. Cheering people up. And be supportive to those who need a shoulder to lean on. No previous experience required. Start today. And one final detail. This is an unpaid position. In fact, this isn't a job in the traditional sense where you do work and then you receive payment for the work you've done. Rather, you give of yourself without requesting payment for the work you provide. What a model. What an opportunity. And since you are all here this morning, you must have read that same job description that I did. So good morning, fellow workers. There we are. Good morning. I hope you are ready because God wants to send us out to the harvest. God wants to send us out to share about the kingdom of heaven. God wants us to give of ourselves and offer what we have to ensure that God's good creation is cared and tended for. That all people would know God's love, and that all people would be cared for. This is the job of the disciple of Christ, of one who would follow in his way. Jesus saw the crowd that morning, and he noted that they were harassed and helpless, like a sheep without a shepherd. They were lost. And that statement, sheep without a shepherd, they were lost, that sums up much of the world today. People are lost. They need direction in their lives. Don't believe me? Go to the bookstore. Find the self-help section. It's usually right beside the religion section. And I would state that there is perhaps only one book worth picking up, or at least starting with. Not that the other authors don't have something good to say, or a way to help people, but what are people being pointed to? More of the self-idolization that has created a rather selfish and inward-focused society? But Scripture points us towards God, tells us to love as we were first loved. That's why we do the work without payment. See, we've already been paid. We're just paying it forward. There's a movie by that title, Pay It Forward, where a young boy helps people, strangers in some cases, and all he asks in return is that they pay it forward. And as the movie unfolds, we see the remarkable impact that that has on people's lives. And this idea of paying it forward is what Jesus was telling the disciples. And I'm sure that the choir today is going to find a way to pay it forward because I asked them to robe this morning. But no, I know you have my back. You see, we have already received what we need. And so we go out and pay it forward. In answering the call to discipleship, each of us acknowledges that we have received goodness from God. that we understand our place as a child of God. Doesn't mean we don't have questions. Doesn't mean we understand how it all works. But we know that God cares for and loves all creation and has made a promise for us in eternity. All God asks is that we go out and pay it forward. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. This is what Jesus asks the disciples to do. And Jesus sends them out because he knows he can't do it all. He knows that one day he won't be there. And Jesus sends them out on a powerful ministry, one which we would find daunting, one which they were clearly unprepared for. But Jesus does it anyway. He tells those disciples to go and proclaim the kingdom, even though they don't really understand what the kingdom is. Sound familiar? To cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons. This is what we are to do as we share the good news of God's kingdom. Carolyn Lewis takes those four tasks and describes them as thus: healing and liberation. Jesus asked the disciples, and by extension us, to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons. These are the expectations that have been set before us. And I wonder if we pulled out a yardstick, how we would measure up. Now, I'll confess, I think we do all right. I'll also tell you that I'm not here to pat you on the back today. Because how we go about the call of the gospel speaks deeply towards our relationship with God. And these are the principles that guided the disciples. And how well, I wonder, do they guide our own lives? What are the values that define us as individuals and as followers of Christ? What are the values that we expect in our family, in our friends? And what are the values that we expect from corporations and from individuals who work in government? If we don't let the values that Jesus asks us to share, if we don't let those shine through in our own lives, how do we then expect people to see it and then pay it forward? How do we expect to grow the kingdom if we fail to engage in the work? We want to effect change. We must be willing to provide healing and liberation to those who we meet. We need to see things through fresh eyes sometimes. You'll notice when you came in this morning that one of the trees out front, that it's half gone. That's a tree that we drive past every Sunday. We're used to seeing it. But a neighbor who doesn't necessarily drive past it every day noticed that it had a giant crack through the trunk. Could see daylight through it. We missed it because we're so used to seeing it. So that's why that tree has to come down. It was a safety concern. But what we need to do sometimes is to take a step back and to examine the way things are, so that we can find new approaches, so that we don't miss things just because we're always used to seeing them. We need reminders that participation in bringing about the kingdom of heaven must bear the meaning of Emmanuel, which is God with us. And so you've answered the job description. And for those of you sitting here thinking, wait a minute, no, No, I didn't. Yes, you did. You did so when you responded, we do, to the following. Do you, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ, promise to guide and nurture Juniper by word and deed, with love and in prayer, encouraging her to follow the way of Christ and to be a faithful member of his church? You promised to pay it forward, because each of you has already received. Thanks be to God. Amen.